श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग कीपिंग सखी स्थली ऑन अवर लेफ्ट वेंट टू उद्धव
कुंड
एंड दर्शन ऑफ उद्धव जी. उद्धव जी
जन्म जन्मांतर से
फ्रॉम लाइफ मेनी मेनी
लाइफ बनना चाहते हैं.
डिजायरिंग इज डिजायरिंग टू बिकम वृंदावन ग्रांस वेयर द गोपीज विल परफॉर्म हिज अभिषेक विद द डस्ट ऑफ देयर लोटस फीट. दैट्स व्हाई ही रिजाइड्स देयर इन दिस प्लेस एज ग्रास. एवरी सिंगल ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास उद्धव जी इज fulfilling the desire of Uddhav ji. There Uddhav ji also in Kirtan called Krishna and everybody, all his associates.
Arjun, Indra,
they started to play pakhawaj, instrument like mridang.
And there,
the queens of Krishna also participated. They also gave darshan. One way, Uddhav ji is residing there all this time. If he is manifest in his embodied form and also as Ras. And then we went to Shiv Fort,
there,
which is right near Radha Kund. There was one. One jackal, she jackal. The dogs had killed her. They somehow dragged her and killed her. And when she was burnt, her body, and a very beautiful gopi there, she went to Golok Vrindavan. That's why Radha Kund is so glorious in so many ways. After that, we went to Shri Raghunath Das Goswami's Samadhi Sthal and his Vajan Sthali. And had darshan at the Sangam Sthali, had ashram. Then we reached Kusum Samovar, we came back to this place. Today's topic is
Shri
Radha Tattva. We went to Radha Kund. That's why I am requesting the speaker 15 minutes they could speak. You know, there are so many speakers there, everybody should get a chance. That is why first
Srimad
Rasanand Brahmachari I am asking him saying you are ringing the bell, still he doesn't stop. So what? Even I'm ringing the bell, but he has to stop the topic, what he has started. I have to give him some time. neoliberal.
He is showing that we should have darshan of
the Brajamandal under the guidance of Brajavasi. He asked the Brajavasis, where is Shyamakund and Radhakund? They said, we don't know any place like Shyamakund and Radhakund, but there is Kali Khet, Gauri Khet, the Kali field and Gauri field. Then Mahaprabhu took bath in this and performed ashram and took bath in this. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time, he, with his lotus mouth, he spoke some glory about Radhakund and Shyamakund. Mahaprabhu said in these words, Radhakund and Shyamakund, Radha and Krishna both, they perform their water pastimes. And that is why there are five special pastimes have been described there. Very rarely we see these pastimes somewhere else being performed. One is Jal Krida, the water pastime. Second pastime, Nauka Vihara, the boat pastime. Third, there he performs his Jula, the spring pastime. And also Kunjalila and Adupan also, drinking the divine chantinary honey wine. He has performed all these pastimes. It is also described further in Mahaprabhu's work. If suppose somebody with full of bhakti takes bath, what is the result of him or her taking bath there? He definitely gets direct Radha Prem, Krishna Prem. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is decided by Mahaprabhu. He has advocated these words. He has described when Radha Rani used to be in Maan sometimes. That time, Krishna himself, where Raghunath Swami sang in his words, when sometimes Radharani was in Maan, that time Krishna himself, Shyamasundara himself, to please appease Radharani, three times he used to take bath and he chanted Radharani's mantra. Krishna himself is chanting. And that is why Krishna also to please Radharani in that place where he used to take bath. And what to speak about ordinary people. Also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that he is describing this kund is Mahaprabhu is chanting this shloka that where Radha Priyam Kundam Priyam Pukha Sarva Gopaishtaveka. This shloka he is describing that the way Radharani is dear to Bhagwan, similarly dear to Bhagwan himself, this kund also. Why? Because this kund, they are present here, manufactured as pawns in these two places, Radha and Krishna. When Krishna kund came into being, then Radharani also manifested this Radha kund. Then Yoga Maya, he gave order to Vrinda. Vrinda Devi, that all Vrinde decorate this place in a very beautiful manner, unprecedented manner, that this should become the topmost place, topmost pastime place of Radha and Krishna. By the order of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi, she decorated this place with very beautiful kunj. Ashtasakhis have different kunj, each of them, Ashtasakhas have different kunjas. It is described that some kunj is only made up of flowers, some kunj is only made up of leaves. So beautiful these kunj. Some kunj is like with the lightning, bluish color. Some are like green color, some are white. Like this, Radha kunj, if there was such kunj that if you would enter inside this kunj, the kunj's color would also be similar to your color. Suppose somebody comes nearby, if he peeps inside the through the door, he cannot see. Why? Because it's like invisible inside. And around all the kunjas, he also made four beautiful swings. When the divine couple. Julan Kala Ghat is also there. When they are swinging in the swing, that time their reflection would fall in the water. And there are four types of lotus flowers are described growing there, where red, green, white, red, all these flowers are there. The Arjuns, the royal shrine, used to go wander in these ponds, and the steps were full of jewels. The Kavi Karanpur is describing that such beautiful are these staircases, impossible to describe. Anand Manjari Kunj is also there, right in the middle. Like in this very beautiful manner, the Shama Kund and Radha Kund have been decorated in a very divine, transcendental manner. Vrinda Devi has decorated such place. And very many different flowers. There are very beautiful birds there, very different type of birds are there. They are performing, they are singing pastime. They are singing so beautifully, so sweetly. The beloved, the divine couple also, they used to enjoy the singing of the birds. That's why Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, they are not Kund, they are Radha and Krishna directly themselves as fonts they have manifested themselves. All the holy places that there are on this planet, they are in combined form, they are present here. That's why Raghunatha Swami is describing the glories of Kund, he's saying these words. He's saying, Sri Vrindavan is the topmost holy place. And even superior to Vrindavan, Bhagavan, Govardhan, that is more superior. And Rasastali, where is only Rasarans, is more superior. Although they are very superior, all these places, but Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glories is so high, that these glories, all the holy places of this planet, they fade. Their glory stayed in front of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund's glory. Why? Because Sankal and Patra, according to Sankal and Patra, this place is the topmost. What is this Khan, the place? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. Kal's time, what pastime was performed there, where the sweet pastimes, Madhyan, the afternoon pastimes, how Krishna has gone to graze the cows, and there this, with whom he used to perform these pastimes. Only the Swapaksha gopis, the gopis who were in similar mood to Radharani. No one performed these pastimes. Sometimes it is described, somebody says, Surya Kund could be the topmost place. But there also, they are performing their sweet, sweet pastimes. But Maharaj is, the philosophy behind this is, it's Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is topmost, most superior to all other places. Why? Because sometimes Jatila and Kutla can come to these places in Surya Kund. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, it is protected fully by Yoga Maya. Where Jatila and Kutila can never enter this place. That is why, in very carefree manner, in complete freedom, they can perform their loving amorous pastimes. That's why Maharaj is also describing somebody, Prem Sarovar, they are saying this is to be the topmost place because Madanakya Mahabhav is manifested, this mood is entered in that place. But Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, Madanakya Mahabhav, Radharani is always present in this mood, in Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And she is Swadhin Bhatrika. Swadhin Bhatrika means where Krishna is completely subordinate to Radharani. According to the orders of Radharani, he performs all his tasks. From all angles, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund should be considered to be the topmost place. That's why Sri Raghunatha Das Swami is saying, in his prayer, he's worshipping Radha Kund and Shyam Kund in different words, considering Radha Kund to be Radha Kund, Radharani herself. He's saying in these words, O Radha Kund, he says, you and you are hearing that Raghunath Das Goswami in Braj, and he comes at Radhakund. That time, one by one, Mahaprabhu's associates are disappearing. That time, Raghunath Das Goswami, he becomes so eager, so anxious he becomes, that this topmost place of Radhakund, Giriraj, it looks like a snake, a python's mouth to be. And Yamuna river seems to be biting him, very burning for him. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, "Hey Radhakund, you are very, very dear to Krishna. You be merciful that somehow I should get shelter at your lotus feet, where Radha and Krishna have performed their different pastimes, loving pastimes they have performed. That's why, oh Radhakund, please, you give me a residence at your lotus feet." Because Radhakund and Shyamakund are Radha and Krishna themselves. That is why without Radharani's mercy, sometimes Vrinda Devi, when she is coming once, was asked, "Where are you coming from, Radharani?" "From Radhakund, Shyamakund." "What did you see?" "I saw Krishna." "What was he doing?" "Oh, he was dancing." "Dancing? Who is the guru who is teaching him?" Radhakund and Shyamakund, the leaves and creepers, he is considering this to be your form, your swarup. He is learning dance from the leaves and creepers. Means each and every leaf and every creeper of Radhakund, it is totally absorbed in Radharani's bhav. And Shyamasundar sees all around leaves and creepers as Radharani's swarup. That is why in all views, in all angles, wherever, however we analyze, we can see that the space is completely overflooded with Radharani's and Krishna's frame. Today, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, we reached that place. Must consider that we are very, very fortunate. All this Harikatha, whatever I have spoken, Gurudev has spoken in so many different times. I have just repeated, I have tried to repeat those words. This is Gurudev's blessing. It's a special mercy that we are going in other Gaudiya Math about these topics. Nobody knows anything. They also say, "You should not speak about Radharani. Our Guruvar has said, you should not discuss this thing." Guruvar have said, but they have also given a qualified person. This is his special mercy that this Rasmai, this Premamai, and all full of Siddhant, philosophical truth, deep philosophical truth. We are hearing this deep philosophical truth about Radharani. Must understand this is very special mercy of Gurudev. We are very fortunate. Guru and Vaishnavas are eternal. We are praying to Bhagavan that if he gives a birth sometime somewhere, only under the guidance of such rustic Vaishnavas, pure devotees. And may be able to hear all these thoughts. Thanks to such pure devotees. And such
different colors,
such a way that anyone, any outside person cannot see those bridges to discover what Rasa and Sri Radha and Krishna are performing there. So right in the middle of Radhapur and Shankar, Sri Swananda, Sakun, Sri Sapo Bhaktivinoda, used to be called in there, Swananda, Sakun, Gopramati. They are living in the country of Sri Nandamanjali. So Sri Swananda was saying, some people may say, which is the highest place in Vrindavan? Sri Radhapur and Shankar, Sri Radhapur and Shankar, Sri Radhapur and Shankar, Sri Radhapur and Shankar, there were many, all the places in Vrindavan are glorious, but if you see Radhanath or Swami says they cannot be able to go on step of death of the standing of the Rathun. Why? Some of my arguments, should it go to the top of the place, so many loving pastimes are performed there by the divine God. There, in Vishuddhi Gun, any Kshatriya person, like Trishila and Rikila, may enter there and cause some disturbance. But in Sri Radhapur, Yoga Maya makes such an arrangement that only Radharani's own group can enter there. Therefore, Radhakrishna perform their pastimes in any way that is teaching, free from any anxiety. Therefore, Satyananda would describe how beautifully they perform pastimes like Chulan. When they swing out of the water, then their reflection is seen in the water. They perform pastimes like drinking Madhupan, drinking like intoxicating beverage. Performing pastimes like gambling, performing jalgaming, pastimes in the water. Therefore, these waters, these pastimes only performed in Radhakuni, in a way that is free from any anxiety. Therefore, as you have said last week, even though we go to many other places, it's a part that we give to the mountain to Guru, we cannot find him any other place. So, Srimati Radhika, the sweet and complete Ashray Sattva. Therefore, under the guidance of Ashray Sattva, Srimati Radhika, or Guru, the Guru there, wants to perform Bhajana, Chitta Saita, Sakti Krishna. Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one can never see Krishna. Because he is Radhika Sarupa Sri Krishna Prema, Radhika Sarupa Krishna Prema Kalpalata, Kala Sakti Gamsa, Bala Sutra Pata. Srimati Radhika, her Sarupa is made of, her Sarupa, she is the wish becoming mind of Krishna Prema. And all the other living the gopis, they are nothing else but Radharani expansion. Just like the tweets, the leaves, and branches are expansions of the original mind. In the same way, whatever mood we find in the hands of other gopis, all are existing, all have their attention, all have their dependence upon Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in this world, we are performing another bit of bhakti. Shravanam, Ketanam, Vishnam, Madhanam, Parasetanam, Ashram, Madhanam, Dakshyam, Sakyam, Ashram, Vedanam. But Srimati Radhika, she is the Rudracharya of all other types of devotion. Because her Sarupa is combined with Mahabharata, there in this world, how anyone can perform the limits of devotion without the mercy of Srimati Radhika is completely impossible. Therefore, her being is completely composed of giving happiness to Krishna. All her endeavors are unapproved or favorable towards Krishna's enjoyment. Therefore, she does not ask of a Surasthani Mahani Dada Virahuta Mada Dhanaman. Just like we cannot accept the sun without the sunlight. The same way we cannot accept Srimati Radhika without Krishna. Without the mercy of the sunlight, then no one can see the sun. Then without the mercy of the energy of our Lord, then how anyone can serve Krishna? Therefore, today we want to see Radhakuni. You see, even though Radhakuni and Radharani are no different, still, Radhakuni is even more merciful than Srimati Radhika. Because you can only really see Radhika when you achieve perfection. But today we have the chance to take part in Radhakuni, to give glory to Radhakuni. Therefore, Radhakuni is so glorious, but so rarely attained. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami, in Sri Upanishad Samrita, he says, that place is really achieved even more Brahma, even more Lord Shiva. What to speak of any demigod, Radhakuni is really achieved even more Sri Krishna himself. Yes, And what is speak of being very cheap by the demigod, Rajasu is very cheap in by Sri Krishna. Therefore, sometimes in separation from Srimati Radhika, when Krishna himself takes shelter of Rajasun, and when he takes bath there, he will adopt the embrace of Srimati Radhika. That time Krishna also chants his Gayatri, of which Srimati Radhika is the watchful deity. When Krishna is chanting his mantra, the Gopinath Acharya, "Oh Krishna, stretch your back. Hey Krishna, concentrate properly. Otherwise, how you'll get received?" It is the name of the mantra. Srimati Radhika, nothing is left. The whole just chant, just chant, Shivananda Majuri. Yasya Pur, the Purna Kadaya, Anuradha, very lovely. How can this be described? If I can get the service of the daughter of Sri Krishna Balamara, we will be complete in bodyhood of Anurag towards Krishna. And he does it. What need of following any type of Varanashram Dharma? Kimu Surugane, what to speak of the worship of the demigods? Do I have to give him? Kim Sani Shena. We don't even need the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We somehow can get the service, the Pujas of Srimati Radhika. So her Pujas and her glance are very difficult to achieve. Every morning we think that our Kareem Sriyamam Kripasakasta Bhajanam, that is even devotees like Brahma, like Lord Shiva, are also praying for the merciful glance of Srimati Radhika. But how will we get the mercy of Srimati Radhika? Today we went to Radhakund. It's true one can achieve friend by taking baths in Radhakund one. But what type of bath? That means once you take apapristhan, transcendental bath, with one's apakar deha, one's transcendental body, in transcendental Radhakund. If one can manage that, then one achieves friend very easily. Therefore today, speaking for my miserable self, I went there to Radhakund, could not see anything. I remember Sri Shivakumari one time when living there, and I thought I'd be very drastic, and I thought, Maharaj, what are you thinking here at Radhakund, the highest place? And Maharaj said, I'm thinking, I cannot understand anything about this place. So, how we can understand the glories of Radhakund? We can understand the glories of Radhakund by hearing from the mouth of that sadhu who always has dash for the dham. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Sattva said, when we come to Vrindavan Dham, don't waste your time looking at the quasi-spiritual sadhu or the quasi-spiritual landscape of the Dham. Instead, you should give your full attention to the sadhu who reveals the Dham through his Harikatha. Therefore, that person who takes shelter of Radharani shares and shares, that person can enter Radhakund. Otherwise, none. Even Krishna cannot enter Radhakund without the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, what to speak of our miserable self? Therefore, today, try to live successfully, to glorify Radhakund, even share the feelings of mouth, you cannot even describe one of the stuff that is called Radhakund. Then my friend saying, I'm Guru Raja, without the mercy of Guru Parampara, no one can have entrance to Radhakund. And that person who is against that Guru Parampara, is living in Radhakund? No. But it's done so, but it's not the same day of living in hell. Today I say, show them to be a Guru there. Pray that he can one day cleanse his soul and feel the sea.
Thank you. Transcendental being in place. This place is found different
and Srimati Radhika herself. Yada Radha Priya Vishnu, Tasya Kundam Priya Nada. Furthermore, Gopisha Sai Vaika Vishnu Akhyanta Bhagavata. She, Radha Kunda, is nothing different than Srimati Radhika, who is the Akhyanta Bhagavata, the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna. So to understand that Radha Kunda, we have to refer to Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami, he is describing the gradual comparative analysis of all places within the entire creation and of all devotees within the entire creation. And there he describes Karni Yak Paito Hare Priyatayas. So in the material world, there are so many living beings who are in the level of karma, karmitya. They are performing only ordinary pious and impious activities. Huh? But more dear to Sri Krishna than those are the jnanis, because the jnanis, they have now sacrificed a little bit to understand their connection with the Absolute Reality. Among the jnanis, there are the bhaktas, who now have accepted the path of eternal devotion, and they have given up the land of exploitation and renunciation both. Now they have entered into the land of dedication. Amongst those personalities, top most amongst them are the Vrajagopis, because they're completely dependent upon Krishna. They're completely maintained at every moment by their vision of Krishna. And top most amongst them is Srimati Radhika, because she is the very embodiment of Krishna's name. So Srimati Radhika, her kunda, is as worshipable as she herself is. And in that, in the worship of that transcendental kunda, all the Vaishnavas are taking shelter. Who, Srila Rupa Goswami asks the question, who is there that is intelligent, that is actually able to discriminate properly? Who will not take shelter there? So in this Rupanuka Guru Bharata, Shasya Mulibir Avitas, Tatra Geva Yadayi, Yat Preshtar of the Alam of Asulam, Jim Punar Bhakti Bajam, Tatra Nathan Sakri Ali, Sarasnati, Savir Avishkaroti. Oh, of all the delightful objects of Sri Krishna's transcendental enjoyment, Srimati Radhika reigns supreme. Pranaya Vasati, she is the object of his transcendental affection. And similarly, your kunda is like this. Therefore, even the greatest of all sages, like Narada, like Uddhava, they're begging that they can take birth nearby to that place and worship that place. Just like the Pandavas even. They're doing austerities on the banks of Radha Kunda in the form of trees. So this place is beyond our mental inspection, and therefore the only way that we can enter this region is through the process of anugatya, only by following in the footsteps of the Rupanuga Vaishnavas, who have entered within their heart of hearts. They are fully absorbed 24 hours daily in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in their eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakali and Shiva. They are actually taking out there in their eternal Siddha Swarupa. They are bathing in Radha Kunda, and they are assisting there, as we are hearing every day in our Purvastaka prayers. They put to you no Rati Kelly Sitya, Yayan Bija Tira Dekshaniya, Tatrati Naksha, Vasti Padla Vasya. But they grow Sri Chandra, because Sri Guru, he is the most dearmost Haliyadasi, lay servant of Srimati Radhika, and he is assisting Srimati Radhika in giving absolute pleasure to Sri Krishna. And the highest place where they are performing the these multiple flavors for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna, Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, that place is to be worshipped by us, not simply try to intrude by our inspection of our mind and senses, but we must serve that place. And serving that place means to serve the Rupa Rupa Vaishnava. Without serving them, there is no possibility of entering. Otherwise, they become kunchuri. They become kundali, thinking that they will enter Radha Kunda and they will suddenly grab this as their own property. So, under the guidance of our Sri Gurudev and Sri Rupa Rupa Guru Varga, we are very fortunate.
What is it? This is it.
Highest of all places, Sri Radha Kunda, and to be able to hear about the glories of this transcendent place. And that's told by Sri Vasananda Prabhu, Sri Gurudev. He is revealing the glory of Srimati Radhika, transcendental loving pastime with Sri Krishna to the entire world. He is bringing this to manifesting in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. So if we follow in his footsteps and take shelter of his lotus feet, then one day we will find ourselves serving the lotus feet of Radha Krishna on the banks of Radha
Kunda. Herself are non-different from each other. We are thousands of years, but still they have got entrance into Radha Kund. Ramaji, he said to Vibhu, 60,000 years I have been performing austerities, but I have not been able to realize Radha Tattva. Ramanand Saraswati God also described something in his book that Brahma, they were very, very big, stately person. They want to have the Shama Sundar, Shama Krishna, they want to have it, but still they cannot achieve this. They desire. What to speak, how to speak about the glories of Radha, Radha Rani. Even Krishna is controlled by her. And I am offering obeisance and respects to the dust of that lotus feet again and again. Ramanand Saraswati Pad, he has in very humble mood, he described of Radha Tattva. He said, this is not something ordinary, this is Radha Tattva. Even the demigods have not been able to describe this, but today, has described the glories of Radha Kund, and the various Vaishnavas have spoken very beautifully about Radha Kund's glory. If you understand Krishna Tattva, then maybe you can understand a bit about Krishna Tattva. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda, Satchakti, Saru is Saru Shakti, the internal potency.
That place which is overflowing with the dust grains of
lotus feet of Radharani, he doesn't take shelter of those lotus feet. And who doesn't hear the glories of the Harikatha of Radharani's lotus feet, that person, how we enter into Shringara, how we understand the name of Radha Krishna, it's not possible, it's impossible. Raghunatha Goswami Pada, in this shloka, he's describing three conditions that he's warning us that if you want to achieve Radharani's frame, if you want to understand her frame, then you must certainly follow these. You must understand this tattva. It is the very, very deep emotions of Radharani, deep tattva of Radharani. You must try to understand. Don't ignore her Harikatha. And Sutta Goswami Pada is saying to another Buddhist person, he is saying, describing here, it is said that the source of all incarnation, Shri Krishna,
এবং আমার প্রতি সম্পর্কে মাধুরী পাঠিক
Krishna Godhari, he appeared in this world in order to reach the glory of Srimati Radhana. Therefore, this Radha Sattva has been described. Therefore, the Gauram would not, if he would not come, then who would understand the ultimate glory of Radhana? If Gauram Mahaprabhu, who would understand the glory of Radha Sattva? This Ravi Shankar, and great demigods.
Called heart. And the essence of bhava is called bhava bhava. And the embodiment of that bhava bhava is called raga sakurani. Just as one may make a doll out of sugar, make a sweet in the shape of a woman. So this sugar doll is the sugar, the inside, outside, top, bottom, everywhere, only sugar, sugar, and sugar. So in the same way, Srimati Radhika is only Mahabhava, from head to toe, inside, outside, everywhere. She is the embodiment of the so-called love of Sri Krishna. Radha Krishna Hare Sada, Ekari Guru, Lila Rasa Ashwati Se, Hare Guru. Radha and Krishna, actually, they are one, but they are two forms. Only in the stage of experiencing Srimadasa. So, Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Duri Vastu Pegnai, Shakti Rakhama. Radha is Purna Shakti, the complete potency of Sri Krishna. Without Radha, Krishna cannot do anything. And Sri Krishna is Purna Shakti man. Only the desires, and all of those desires are fulfilled by Srimati Radhika. There is no difference between the two of them. So, it is explained in the Shastra, Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradesata. Radhika is called Devi. What does it mean? Devi Kavi Yodamana Parama Sundari Chimpa Krishna Puja Kida Bhoshati Nagari. Devi means who is Chokumana, supremely proposing, and Anasundari, the most beautiful. And especially it means that she is the playground of Krishna, the place where Sri Krishna plays, and the place of Sri Krishna's puja. She is also worshipful for Sri Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta. Radhika is also called Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi Yaha Krishna Antare Vikare Yaha Yaha Netra Pare Taha Krishna Spare. Radhika is called Krishna Mayi. Because inside and outside she sees only Krishna. Wherever her eyes go, there she sees the Krishna. And by the power of her brain, she overpowers the heart of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna also sees Srimati Radhika everywhere. So, I want to take the reverence of Vaishnava today, who is called Rasananda Prabhu. He has a very beautiful description of the glory of Sri Radha Kund. Of all the places in Rasananda, this Radha Kund is topmost. The sweetness of Radha Kund is so incomparable that the collective sweetness of all the places in Rasananda together can be equal to the sweetness of one strip of dust on the bank of Radhakund. And why is that? Because Sri Radhakund is Radha Abhinasuru. It is no different from Radhika himself. As Radhika is the Sarvaguna Khani, the deep mind of all transcendent persons. So Radha Kund is also the deep mind of all transcendent qualities. What a beautiful place. This place is surrounded by so many bathing gaps and steps and trees in pairs of Kadamba, Baku, Mango, and Champa. With swings on all sides for the pastimes of Radha Krishna. And a beautiful platform made of jewels and crystals. And when the sun shines, they are shimmering. And it is very difficult to understand which is land and which is water. Even the birds flying overhead, they fly down to land in the water and go slipping across the jewel because it goes into the water. Very beautiful place. And then the sweet pastime of Radha Krishna takes place. When Sri Krishna arrives at Radha Kund, we have learned that we see Radhika everywhere. But practically, how is it so? When Sri Krishna feels the breezes of Radha Kund, then those breezes, they are to him exactly like the sighing of Srimati Radhika. Shri Krishna takes the fragrance of Radhakund whole flowers. It is like the fragrance of Srimati Radhika. When Shri Krishna sees the Chakravaka bird playing in the water of Radhakund, it is like the body of Srimati Radhika. When they splash the water and the white foam comes, it appears to Krishna like the pearl necklace around the neck of Srimati Radhika. When the lotus flowers come out from the water, it is as if the lotus hands of Radharani in Jiva Kinchit Bhav are soaking Krishna from touching him. So when Sri Krishna sees Radhakund, he becomes overwhelmed. The swanies on Radhakund sing a beautiful song, and to Krishna, it is the ample bells of Radhika. When the cuckoos are singing, it is the voice of Radhika. And Krishna becomes completely bewildered. Seeing Sri Krishna in this bewildered state, where the day quickly went to the lotus feet of Radhika. Radhika asks, "Kam sat Vrinday Priyasakhi Hare Pada Mulat Prasada." "Oh Vrinda, where are you coming from?" She said, "From the lotus feet of Hari." "So, where is he?" "Kundarade." "Oh, he is in the forest of the bankruptcy of Kuni." Radhika asks, "Kimi Hakum say, what is he doing there?" Vrinda Devi replies, "Nirtya Shiksham. He is taking dancing lessons." "Really?" Radhika became curious. "Guru Kaha. Who is his dancing teacher?" Vrinda Devi says, "From Tamurjit Pati Sarodasas, Dig Vidik Shivspuran Ki, and Vishiva Ramati Sarito Nathayan Sita Pacha." "Oh Radhika, his dancing teacher is your beauty, your image revealing itself in every leaf, in every tree, and every creeper of Radhakund. Just like a puppeteer moves the strings and makes a puppet dance. So similarly, your image is like a puppeteer making Krishna dance, but the bank of Radhakund." So when Krishna Sakhi spoke to Radhika, she said, "I don't believe you. I think he's dancing behind the image of Padmanabha Kishu. I know that's Krishna." Radhika looks and saw one deer, male deer, Suranga. "And look at this Suranga. Suranga has a contour. The name is Mandini. But what is this deer doing? Going after other deer? Why? Because there's bad association. Krishna speaks. Look at this peacock. Dominic Kandavik has a contour. But this peacock is going after other females. Why? Bad association. Association of Sri Krishna. So because of praying, Sri Krishna is seeing Radhika everywhere and dancing behind her, completely devoted to her. And because of Radhika's praying, she's seeing everywhere, is reminding her of Krishna. But because of her loving bhav, it is reminding her that Krishna may be going to be with someone else. Beautiful pastimes take place at Sri Radhakund. Ujjipad Ratananda Kund describes how Radhakund is superior to Suryakund. Why? Because Aksuryakund, some Vijatya, some who are against the meeting of Radhakrishna, like Sutila and Kutila, they may go there, or some Sakhi from some other group. But yourself, Radhakund is protected by Yoga Maya. But what does it mean that Radhakund is protected by Yoga Maya? For a Nandi Devi, she is Yoga Maya for all Rasa, Santadasa, Saksiva, Soya, and Sagadhyam. But Vrinda Devi, she is Yoga Maya exclusively in Surya Rasa. So at Radhakund, there are two paths. One goes from Radhakund in the direction of Gauri Jirka, and the other one goes from Radhakund in the direction of the meadow where Sri Krishna grace, takes the colorful graces. So Vrinda Sakhi herself, being Yoga Maya and protecting Radhakund, she sends one gopi to the path that leads to Gauri Jirka and tells her, "If any Sakhi or some Ravati will wander this way, you should tell them lies and cheat her and make her go away." And to another gopi, she says, "Go and stand on the other path that goes to Gopa. And if any cowardly boy will wander this way, also you should cheat them and send them the other way." In this way, practically, Vrinda Devi, Gopa Maya, protecting the Radhakund from the entrance of anyone except for Radhika and Krishna. Here at Radhakund, the speciality is that Radhika is Swadhin Vartika. Swadhin Vartika. But practically, it doesn't mean. So So in Radhika Kani, use the heaven. Abhishaka Lokasaja, Kalanavita, Kantrita, Kamisha Bhataka, etc. But Jama is the best food for being Bhataka. It means the heroine who finds the love, brings her beloved completely under her control. Wherever she will go, he will follow like a shadow. And she will give orders to him. So Radhika will order Krishna. Oh Krishna, you should do my decoration. Do my decoration. Put the cosmetic on my eyes. Make pictures will come through on my body. It seems that Radhika is very like controller. But actually this is her very high level of training. In her meeting with Krishna, she is saying, Krishna Mayata. She feels I am one with Krishna. But now if anyone else decorates me, these decorations will not be Krishna. Therefore Krishna himself. His heart should melt and become Vikasa on my eyes. Krishna himself being Shyam Sundar should melt and become the Shyam color, the smoothing, and become the vengeance on my body. So these are some of the very elevated beautiful moves of Mahabharata present in Radhika. I don't have no qualifications to hear, remember, or speak any of these things. But under the guidance and shelter of the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev and Guru Gurudev, I have done so. So if I have made any mistakes, please forgive me. And if I have said anything that was correct, it was by the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev.
Thank you. Thank you. Useless.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण धीरस राज एंड राधा जी
महाभारत
हालांकि स्वरूपा सिंगार रश्मि who can make him face in Sinjar Raj? One and only one, Vishwavani Randan, Vishwavani Randan,
Vishwavani Randan,
other Gopi, Lakshmi, Prince are there, they are expert in Sinjar Raj, all of them. The way she is complete in Sinjar Raj, in the meeting of assembly, they gave a very nice description that wherever Ras is described in all the scriptures, all the poets can describe Sringar Ras. But Sringar Ras and Mahabharata, both, if you combine, where is the present? Combination of only Sri Rupa Goswami fathers described. So, Radhaji, Mahabhav Swarupi, the personality of the embodiment of Sharan, of Sharan. Sharan Sundar, presented in Krishna, and what kind of rush that is which he is making him say? That rush is, all of these sari and all of them combined together, then the astonishing birth of Rasa is
Ram Anurag Bhav
Mahabhav, they keep on increasing in this
sequence and
seeing the astonishing and astonishing work of Mahabhav, Krishna himself is astonished.
Rudra,
crossing all these frame rivers, etc., whatever the astonishing moves that are present, Radhaji, is not present in anybody else. That is why Sri Rupa Goswami Bhad, he has said, Mahabhav Sarupe,
Vishwavanu
Nandini Radhaji, embodiment of Mahabhav, Sarupa of Mahabhav. Qualities in frame, she is the topmost, most superior. Other gopis are there. The queens are there.
Lakshmis
are there. Yes, they are. Everybody. Just now, the Madhav Maharaj, we were discussing with him that why Sadhana was Vartika? Because he decorated him. That is why he became Sadhana Vartika. That Narayan is decorating Lakshmi or no? Bhagavatam described that Lakshmi Devi is residing in his chest. She is serving Narayan. Herself is very fortunate, she is proud in this. At the time of bathing in various ponds or rivers, Lakshmi is remembering, meditating on Narayan, and she is very proud of her fortune. It is described in some places. Sadhana is only that who is then all, amongst all the gopis, amongst all the potencies, who is topmost. There is something about Radha Ji that. That is why it is described that Vishwavanu Nandini Srimati Radha, Mahabhav Swarupa, the way she is, nobody else can be. All who are, somebody is a well or a pond, somebody a lake, maybe a well. There is water in the well, there is water in the lake also, a pond also, but it cannot be an ocean. An ocean is complete in itself. You cannot compare an ocean with a lake or a pond or a well. Similarly, these bhavs, the chemical of bhavs, there are bhavs in each other also, but these is the ocean of Mahabharata.
That is why Mahabharata
is also described. She is the personification of Anand Chinmay. She is the topmost among all of them also. Is she in what form?
Our acharyas are describing that
Mahabharata Sarupa, Haladini Sarupa, Sachidanand Sarupa. Our body is about sky, earth and such. But what is Krishna's form made of? Krishna's form is how?
Sachidanand
Vigraha.
Female,
like in the ordinary world. She is present as Krishna personality in Krishna. And
Aladini
Sarupa, she has no material body. This transcendental body only Sarupa or Anand by Asan Rasa Vallabha. In Charitamrita, it is described Krishna we only want to serve you the way you are serving, want to only help you. That's why in this story, but if you see she is the Sarupa of God, Krishna Madhavani Srimati Radhaji, when she is giving joy to Krishna, that's why her Sarupa is Mahabharata. Saying this way, all of our speakers today, Srimad Rasananda Ramachari, Srimad Padmana Maharaj,
Van
Maharaj,
Srimad
Prem Prayojan, and in the end,
Peach
Maharaj, very beautifully, they have described Radha's Sarup, Radhika's Sarup and Radha's Kunj Sarup, they have described. I am very happy that very beautifully, in very short time, they have been able to describe such high topics. Tomorrow, all these speakers should be ready.
All speakers, Sanjay Pija and Ramnikari, they should come with preparation about Radha Krishna and Radha Saruni. Radha Saruni. I will tell any of anyone to speak about it. Very close, so tell me. Nobody really knows.
Tomorrow is rest day. After so many days, 17 days. 17.
Tomorrow is rest. But Harikatha will hold that. Then go rest. hell. The Srimad Prem Prayojan has told Devi Krishna Vaikuntha Radhika Pala Devata Sarvalakshmi Vaikuntha Sri Sauvani Vara. She is perfect with that. When Krishna but Radhika was the temple of Krishna also. Radhika is Paradevata. You have heard that anyone has told
attract his mind. That is why Hare.
Hare means
to take
off. Might have given. And loving statistic of the Krishna, he can change the heart of Krishna's control. No anyone can. There is Sarvashakti. And although Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati Vladani Shakti, Hoi Hranika. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikrati. Their love and affection is the mightiest dog. Then, within them, Pranay comes. And that Pranay is so much in the reality. And he who calls Radha. When they are combined, Krishnamani can be that and all is the Yaja, Srimati Radhika. So, Radhika is one thing. So, Radhika, Bhajati Radhika, and always must be to this. And, once again, Bhajati Radhika, or Vinsha Vinsham, Shmarati Radhika. Oh, and Radhika is smiting. Seeing the face of Krishna. Oh, very faithful he is smiting. And always remember. And then Bhajati Radhika, Karunatra. Oh, Radhika is so praise. Godness is particular. Oh, God is Krishna. So, I am always meditating, But in the morning, very good. And in the evening, very good. And also, midday, one Maharaj, Prasad, and Prasad, we are going to speak very good. About Bengali, Davis, and our Padmana Maharaj, Shamrani, and others that can speak in the power. They all went there. Hare Krishna,
इंद्रभूषण प्रभु एंड जीत प्रभु नोएडा से, इन लोगों ने बसों के बैनर से बात रखे थे कि वो इससे बस में ही रह गए हैं या कहीं रखे हैं मंदिर में, किसी भी ब्रह्मचारी को बसों के बैनर के बारे में पता हो तो कृपया सूचित करें। अभी तक माइक वापस नहीं आया है और वो किसी मंदिर के कर्मचारी का ही काम है, क्योंकि दूसरा माइक वो लगा कर और वो माइक को ले चुके हैं, तो किसी के पास भी हो कृपया माइक को उठाने का अनुरोध करें। Also, the banner for the process, which was the company of Indrabhushan Prabhu and Deep Prabhu from Delhi, they had left in the buses and someone has brought them in the temple. Whoever knows about the banner, please inform us. Also, we have lost one microphone and it is one of the job of insider because other microphone has been attached to the wire and the mic is not still available, please.